I think when we hear the words 5G, we really get impressed because most people on their phones only have 4G or 4G LTE running most of the time. What makes it so different, and how is Sprint looking to harness that and project that out there into the cell world?
Well, it's just so fast. There's no wait time. So imagine just pulling things up with no instantaneously on your phone. Movies, they had a demonstration where they had a little antenna going, and it showed when it was under 3G, 4G, kind of the lag that was involved. When it was under 5G, the antenna, you know, stood up straight and just worked perfectly. So they had some cool little demonstrations and little places you can walk around and see how the 5G works. You know, they're going to be rolling this out at a sporting event. It's a great place for this because there's so many people trying to access the wireless at the same time. So it just worked great. And, you know, with Sprint, also Boost and Virgin Mobile are also, you know, part of the Boost network, part of the Sprint network as well. So you can get a prepaid phone. You can, you know, pretty much anyone can get a phone that they can afford in on the Sprint wireless network, and then just go for it. It's an improving network, like I said, and those commercials are kind of ubiquitous on TV right now.
Wrapping up with Rick Limpert, his Twitter handle, Rick Roswell, ricklimpert.info, and of course, wirelesswednesday.live, now a place where you can get a hold of Rick and check out some great features there. I do not hear the baristas in the background. You must not be joining me from the undisclosed Starbucks location at the home office, I guess you are now. When will your next visit to Starbucks be, Rick?
There's a very good possibility I may be there either tonight or in the morning. So it's, you know, the Starbucks is never far from us. It's only, wherever you are in the city, there's a Starbucks within a mile away, I would say. So as there is with one by my home, and we're getting hit with a big thunderstorm up here right now, Sally. I don't know what you guys are getting hit with down there, but we need the rain, and now you got me thinking Starbucks. I may have to head over there.
Have you been able to order anything off of the stealth menu, the secret menu at Starbucks that so many people discuss in private?
I've seen it. Sometimes the barista will try to recommend something to me off the stealth menu. You got to watch it now at Starbucks. So the rumor is within a few days the prices are going up. So some of those stealth items, the prices on those aren't that inexpensive. So, you know, I think at Starbucks it's best to stick with your favorites.
Yeah, I either go with an Americano or just a tall coffee with rum. That's just how I roll. What's your drink of the day at Starbucks, Rick?
Any type of iced coffee fan I am, especially in the summertime. The iced coffee is, they say it's good for you, too, as far as coffees go, and it's so hot out. Man, I hate holding a hot cup of coffee in my hand in the summer if I don't have to do it, but the iced coffees are great.
Well, I'd like to get to plug in for one of my future sponsors, and that is LaCroix Water, manufacturers of some great soda water, flavored seltzer. And I just love the plain blue LaCroix. They're fantastic. It's a great way to stay hydrated. I drink five or six of those, and having those instead of beer helps me at least not add any weight to what I already weigh.
We have LaCroix in our refrigerator all the time, Sully. It is a great product as well.
Rick, always enjoy talking to you. Encourage folks to check your new site out, wirelesswednesday.live, and, of course, follow you on Twitter. The handle there for you, Rick Roswell. And listen out for Rick. He will be in line at Starbucks ordering a drink soon.